Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Mem Dalid. We are holding on daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rabbi Avo, five lines from the end of the page, on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored the Zchusur for Shalema for Rabbi Kalimer Shlita Yehuda Ben Rivka Leah by a lifelong Talmud. It's also sponsored by Mark Friedman in honor of the 70th birthday of his dear wife Rosie Admea Ve'esrim Shana. And it's also sponsored by the Shiner family in memory of Norman Shiner Nachum Ben Moshe Tzvi Halevi, whose yahrzeit is today the 20th of Teve. So we are holding again five lines on the bottom of the page in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and this daf includes some of the most fundamental principles in Hilchos Tarovos in Isser VeHeter. The daf is going to begin with the discussion of where we apply the principle of Heter Mitztaref LeIsser, that even mutter ingredients count toward the amount necessary to violate an Isser. And I mean Heter Mitztaref LeIsser, which means that if you have some sort of combination, a mixture of Heter and Isser, and you eat a kazayus of that mixture, even the heter that has not become batel, even the heter is going to count toward the kezayis for violation of the iser. And in that context, we're going to analyze whether the idea that consumption of a kezayis in a kedei achilas pras is a din d'arais or a din d'rabbanan. So that's one major concept we discuss in today's daf. But in the context of discussing the principle of heter mitzrayf l'iser as it relates to nazir, the Gemara also discusses the source of the principle of tam ki'ikr and the unique Chiddush of the Yisr of Basar B'chalav. But Tam Ki'ikr is also a very critical concept, and it means that when you eat something that's infused with the flavor of an Yisr, it's the same as eating the Yisr itself, even though the Yisr itself is no longer there. It has just imparted its flavor to something else. You have a piece of kosher meat that somehow has the Tam, has absorbed the flavor from non-kosher meat. Eating that kosher meat that now has that Tam is Ki'ikr. It's like eating the actual Yisr itself. So those are the two major discussions on today's daf. So Heter Mitztaref LeIsser is going to be the first point that we talk about, just a basic introduction. If a person eats a chatzi zayis of Itzer and a chatzi zayis of Heter, all together, mixed together, the Heter is mitztaref to the Isser to make it as if he ate a full shear of Isser. Now, we're going to have a machlokas amoraim, which Isurim does that apply to? Tam ki ikr means if I cook or I soak an Isser and Heter together, and the Isser has imparted flavor to the Heter, then the Heter itself has the same din as Isser, because it is fully absorbed with the Tam of Isser, even though there may be way more Heter than there is Isser, because the Tam of the Isser is Ki'ikr, it's Kimamasho, it's like the actual Isser itself. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Avraham, Rabbi Yochanan, Kali Surin Shabbatora, Ein Heter Mitztaref LeIsser, Chutz Mi'Isur Nazir, that in all other Isurim in the Torah, we do not apply the principle of Heter Mitztaref LeIsser, with the exception of the Isser of a Nazir drinking and eating grape products. That's where we say the Heter is Mashlim, the shear of the Isser. For Nazir eats a Chatzi Zayis of grapes and a Chatzi Zayis of Lechem all at the same time, the Lechem is Mitztaref with the grape product in order to be Mechayiv the Nazir. How do I know that? Shari Amra Torah, because in the context of Nazir, the Torah says Mishras. It says Mishras Anavim Lo Yishteh. So you see that he's chayiv on soaked bread that's soaked in wine. It must be that the wine itself doesn't have a shear kazayis, because if that were the case, then there's no chiddush to tell me that the nazir is chayiv. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that he's going to be chayiv. It must be talking about that it's only in combination with the volume of the bread that we reach a kazayis. So the bread and the wine all together is a kazayis, and the heter is mitztarif to the iser. Uzi'iri amar af sa'ar baltaktiru. Now there's a second exception. There's a second place where we say Heter Mitztaref LeIsser, and that is Sa'ar Bal Taktiru, by the Isser of being Maktir Sa'ar on the Mizbeach. The Heter is Mitztaref LeIsser. So if a person is Maktir, a Chatzi Zayis of Sa'ar, and a Chatzi Zayis of Matzah together with it on the Mizbeach, together on the Mizbeach, and they're not totally mixed, blended with each other. Each one is Nikr, a person is Chayv Malkus on that Haktara. So says the Gemara, Kiman, who is Ze'iri assuming like? Kirabi Elazar. He must be assuming like the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. The Dorish Kol. who darshins the word kol from the pasuk kol sar v'chol devash, so saktir mimenu, just like we brought the brisa earlier on this amud, that miktsaso minayin, we said, how do we know that even some sa'ar that you're makter on the mizbeach is included in the yisur? Tamalomar kol, because the pasuk says kol, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, miktsaso means a chatzi zayis of sa'ar and a chatzi zayis of matzah with it, and we learn from the word kol that the matzah that is mutter is mitztarif with the sa'or that is aser to be mashlim the shir of the aser to be mechayiv on such a haktara. So that it must be that we're assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, that there's this combination of heter and iser of chametz and matzah together for the iser of being makter on the mizbech. Ihach, he says Gemara, if he's really assuming like Rabbi Eliezer, le'inyin chametz bepesach nami, Rabbi Eliezer, we should say heter mitzayif l'isbei chametz pesach as well, because after all, we employ the drasha of kol when it comes to chametz bepesach as well. So why don't we say heter mitzayif l'isbei not only by Nazir, not only by being makter on the Mizbech, but also by Chametz B'Pesach. So says Marino Chinami, you're right, by Chametz B'Pesach, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we'll also say Heter Mitzrayim Lisser. So there are three places in the Torah where Heter Mitzrayim Lisser: by Nazir, by being makter Chametz on the Mizbech, and by eating Chametz on Pesach. Aye, why does Ziiri Dafka choose the example of Haktaras Chametz on the Mizbech, and not the example of Achila Chametz bePesach ulafuke midah Abaye? He wanted to choose that example to tell me not to say like Abaye. Da Amar yesh haktara lepachos mikazayus, that Abaye holds that there's such a notion of haktara even if what you're burning is less than a kazayus, even if you're maktir a mashuhu of saar on its own, you get malchus and you don't need a tziruf of a heter to be mashum to a kazayus, because you don't need, there's no din of a kazayus. Kamash milan da haktara lav lepachos mikazayis. That's what Ziri wants to tell me. No, there is a din kazayis. You're only gonna get malchus from being makter chametz on the mizbeach if you're makter a kazayis of chametz on the mizbeach. It's just that chametz and matzah could combine together to equal that kazayis, but not like Abaye says, where there's no din kazayis in the first place. So Yasser Rav Dimi v'kamer la shmeita. Rav Dimi was saying that which Rabbi Yochanan just taught us, that by all isurim in the Torah except for nazir, ain't had to mitzarif l'isur, right? That's how we started. We said Rabbi Avohu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said all isurim in the Torah is einat mitzarif l'isur except for nazir. Ziiri is one that disagreed and said no, chametz also. Haktaras chametz on the mizbeach, and we thought that also necessarily means achilas chametz of Pesach. But Rabbi Yochanan was the original shita. No, there's one exception, and that is nazir. Only by nazir do we say hetem mitzarif l'isur. So Rav Dimi was saying this over that only by nazir do we say hetem mitzayif lisser? Amalei Abai l'Rav Dimi, v'kol yisurim shabatorah ain hetem mitzayif lisser? Do you mean to tell me elsewhere in the Torah there's no principle of hetem mitzayif lisser? Va'tanan, but there's a Mishnah Maseches Tvul Yom where the Mishnah tells me the following: Hamikvah shel truma va'ashum va'ashemen shel chulin. If you have a mikvah shel truma, you have a cooked dish that's a porridge that's primarily made of truma grains, and included in it is spices and oil of garlic and oil that are chulin. So v'naga tvul yom b'miktsasa. Now a tvul yom, the halach is a tvul yom as the din of a sheni l'tumah. Tvul yom can passel truma, but a tvul yom has no impact whatsoever on chulin. So a guy who went to the mikveh that day and he's waiting for harav shemesh till he becomes tahor, so he has the status of a tvul yom, touches part of that porridge, passel es kulan, the whole entire porridge is passel, because since the ikar part of the porridge is truma, everything else is nigra racharel, the shum, the shemen, all of the other ingredients that are chulin are considered part of that same porridge and are considered truma just like it. So the tvul yom is passing the truma, he passes everything. But hamikvah shel chulin, and this is going to be the key line, if the mikvah is primarily made of chulin, vashum vashemen shel truma, and the extras are truma, the garlic and the oil, that's truma. V'naga tvul yom b'mitzasar, and the tvul yom touches part of it, lo pasal ella makom ago'o bilvad. He only is going to pasul the place where he touches, because the mikveh is the ikr, and it's not nigrar after the shum and the shemen, and therefore the mikveh is not called truma, so you can't pasul the mikveh itself. So when you touch the shum and the shemen in one part of the pot, it's only going to pasul that shum and shemen of truma that you touched, because the, and not even the rest of the shum and shemen, because it's not really attached to that shum and shemen, because there's mikveh in between it, and the mikveh is chulin. So vavinun ba, so we ask on the seifa, on that last halacha, that when the mikveh is chulin, you're only going to pasul the makom ago'o am I psula, habatilu tavlin barov, why even do you pasul the very spot where you touch? Shouldn't you say that the shum and the shemen of truma are the miut, and therefore min haTorah they should be batal barov, and the rov of the tavshil is chulin, so it should be that the whole thing is chulin. Vamarabba barbachana, ma tam, you know why the shum and the shemen of truma are not going to be batal barov? Ha'il v'zar loka alein b'kazayis. Since min haTorah truma is not really batal barov, a zar who eats this ta'aroves would get malchus for eating a kazayis of this ta'aroves. Why? Because it has a shame truma. Not like we originally thought that min haTorah truma is batal barov. So when it comes to tuma, it luchara has a shame truma as well, and therefore it's v'yom pasels the kadera in the very place where he touches. Well, hey chidami, how could you say that a zar would get malchus on eating a kazayis of this mikveh if he eats only a kazayis of this entire porridge? He's eating way less than a kazayis of truma. Lav mishum dehetem mitzarif le'isser. Aren't we assuming that even the non-truma portion of it is mitzarif to the sheer kazayis when you eat a kazayis of the mixture? So you see that truma's heter is mitzarif to the isser. Not like Rabbi Yochanan said that this is dafka din by nazir and by nowhere else. You see that it applies by truma as well. So says Mar Lo, nah, we don't mean to say that if you eat a kazayis of the mikveh, you're going to be chayiv malchus because of heter mitzarif le'isser. My kazayis. What we mean to say is, if you eat a kazayis, if the mixture is done in such a way where there's enough that if you were to eat a pras is 3 or 4 beitzim, if you were to eat a full pras of the mixture, you would have consumed a kazayis of the truma. That's what it means, that a person ate 3 or 4 beitzim and he ate a kazayis, and in so doing, he ate a kazayis of the truma. That's why a zar who eats from the mikvah, a sheer pras is going to get malchus. So since min haTorah the truma is not going to be batal barov, and we assume that if you eat a full pras you would still get malchus, we don't just say it's batal and it's heter gamur, so too when it comes to truma, the whole thing has a shame truma, but it's not because of heter mitzarif le'isser. We're assuming there's a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. So says Abaye, wait a second, kazayis b'chdei achilas pras, do we assume that the notion of eating kazayis within an achilas pras is a din min haTorah, that you're going to say that you're going to get malchus on such a thing? That kazayis b'chdei achilas pras is a din d'oraisa. So of course it is. Meaning when we do mitzvahs d'oraisa, we assume kazayis b'chdei achilas pras works. When you eat matzah, you need to eat a kazayis of matzah. How much time do you have to eat that kazayis of matzah? B'chdei achilas pras, the amount of time that it would normally take to eat a pras. That's the machlokas between the Bir Lach and Minchas Chinuch. How do you measure that kedei achilas pras when it comes to mitzvahs of achila? For example, you have a mitzvah of achilas matzah. So matzah takes longer to digest, takes longer to chew on, takes longer to swallow than bread, let's say, than other foods, than typical foods. So do you measure a kedei achilas pras of that food, or is it a kedei achilas pras of pas chitin? That you'd always imagine the normal food like bread. Do we measure kedei achilas pras by the bread? So that's a machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha suggests that it's got to be kedei achilas pras of pas, of bread, and Minchas Chinuch says no, kedei achilas pras of that food, of that particular food. That's what Rav Shechter thought we could be making, like the Minchas Chinuch, that if you're eating kazayis and matzah, how much time do you have to eat a kazayis and matzah? Well, first you have to figure out how big your kazayis is. So there are all sorts of different shittos, and some people are very, very machmir about the sheer kazayis. But if you hold like the Minchas Chinuch, no matter how machmir you are about a sheer kazayis, if there are, let's say, 2 kazayisim in each beitza, and a kedei achilas pras is let's say, even though we'll be conservative, is 3 kebetzim, you have 6 times the amount of time that it takes to eat a kazayis of that matzah. You have plenty of time to eat, but that's a din d'oraisa kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. So if it's so what are we questioning over here? What we're questioning over here is that when there's a taroves, not about how much time you have to eat a when you're talking about eating a product, how much of a break can you take in the eating? No, if you're talking about where there's a tyroves, where there's rove of one ingredient and a miut of the other ingredient, but even the ingredient that's the miut, the iser, that's the miut, you'd get a kazayis if you ate a pras of the whole thing. So that's what we're saying. Is that a din d'oraisa? Wouldn't we say midoraisa? It's all just batal barov and the whole thing is gone. So kazayis bichleach chilas pras d'oraisa. So I'm later. Rav Dimi says abay in. Yes, it's a din min haTorah. So ihachi, if that's true, that yichayv malchus min haTorah, I need a kazayis bichleach chilas pras. I might pligi rabbanu leid Rabbi Lezer bekuta chabavli. Why did the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Eliezer about Kuta Chabavli? Kuta Chabavli is that dip that we spoke about the other day, where you have milk and salt and stale bread in this dip. So we say if a person eats it, he's potter. But the kutach has so much chametz in it that it's a kazayis b'chteichil's pras. If one were to spoon out kutach and just eat it eat it like a regular food, if he were to eat a pras of it, he would definitely get a kazayis of chametz. So how could you say that you're not going to be chayiv for a kazayis for eating kuta chabavli if kazayis b'chteichil's pras is a real din d'oraisa? So says Mara Elamai, why do you think it's any better if you say kazayis b'chteichil's pras is not d'oraisa? What do you want to say within Rabbi Rabbanu who's chayiv malchus on achila of the mikveh? Mishum dehetem mitzarif l'iser. The other option was to say that it's based on the notion of heter mitzarif l'iser. That's what's mashal mashir. So, I might plead Rabbanu leid Rabbi Elazar b'kuta chabavli. Then you're still stuck with the same question. I mean, if you hold of the concept of heter mitzarif l'iser, why did the Rabbanu say you're not chayiv for eating kuta chabavli? We should say that the heter within the kuta chabavli is mitzarif to the chametz of the kuta chabavli, and eating just a kazayis of it, you should be chayiv. It makes it seem worse. Meaning, instead of saying you're pater on kutach, so you should be chayiv for eating just one kazayis of kutach. If I'm saying kazayis b'chayachil's pras, all I'm saying is that if you eat a whole pras, you need to eat a whole pras in order to be chayiv. But the other option, hetam tzarif l'iser, would mean you should only have to eat a kazayis to be chayiv. So why on earth the rabbanon say that you're totally pater? Elahanach l'kutach habavli deles pe kazayis b'chayachil's pras. You have to say the kutach habavli has so little chametz in it that you would never get a kazayis within a kedei achilas pras. Because if you're eating it plain, it's and you're not using it as a dip, so since it's not normal to eat it that way, it's not considered a real achila, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv, because you're not eating it kederech achila, you're eating it in a very strange way. Right? We've had this principle of derech achila, we had on daf chav dalid, right, where the Gemara spoke about ochal chelev chay, that if a person eats raw chelev, so that's not kederech achila, it's not kederech hana'a, and you wouldn't be chayiv that way. And if you're only eating it as a dip, then you would never consume a kazayis b'chteichilas pras, because as a dip you only have very little at a time, so you would never have a kazayis of chametz b'chteichilas pras. That's why the rabbanon hold that you're potter on kuta chabavli, because the way it's normally consumed, it would turn out that you never have a kazayis b'chteichilas pras. This line in the Gemara is used as a major raya in the sugya, or in the issue of bracha achrona on hot drinks. There is I wrote about this in my second sefer, a whole piece on bracha achrona on hot drinks. There's a concept of there's a comment of the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim at the end of Maseches Yuma, Daf Peyam and Beis, where he says he always had a suffix, how you can make a bracha achrona on a hot coffee. A person, the halacha by drinks is different than by food. By food, it's kezayis b'chtei achilas pras that would require a bracha achrona. If you had a kezayis of the food, within the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras. By a drink, it's a revius b'kdei shtias revius. It's you have to drink a revius straight. You don't have this extra lag time when it comes to a drink. So he says, I always wondered how a person can ever make a bracha achrona on a hot drink. You're never going to drink a revius b'kdei shtias revius, because you have to sip it. It's too hot to just down it, to just drink it straight the way it is. So he says, from the beginning of the shtia rishona, sof shtia achrona, it's more than the shear of shtias revius. Sometimes it's even more than achilas pras. So how could you possibly say a bracha achronas? He says, maybe the fact that that we don't say a bracha achrona on mashkim that you drink too long. That's only by shar mashkim that you're able to drink quickly, meaning on a soft drink where you could just down it easily. So that's where we say cold soda or something like that. Maybe that's where we say that the shir is kadesh shiris revius. But maybe when it comes to drinking a hot drink, a hot tea, a hot coffee, maybe it's whatever the derech shtia is. So he says this is an old suffix that the chachamim gedolim always had sveikos about. And he says, but the raya is from our sugya. Kutach habavli is not mitzarif to kazayis b'chdei achilas pras, because the derech of eating kutach is little by little. If it would be true to be that you'd be chayv bracha achrona on drinking coffee because it's the derech shtiyasa b'kach, so by kutach also we should say that you should be chayv malkus of achilas chametz, even though you eat a kazayis in more than it takes to eat a kadei achilas pras, because that's the way to eat kutach. So what you see from our sugya is that we don't say such a svara. We don't say it's dependent on the food and how quickly you eat that food, and therefore you should not be chayiv a bracha achrona on coffee. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel rejects this raya of the Tosefes Yom Kippur from our sugya, and he says there's a difference between achilas chametz, which is mu'urav in the kutach, and drinking coffee, because the shir of achilas chametz is not totally on how long do you have to eat a kazayis of chametz to be chayiv. It's not totally on how long it takes to eat kutach. It's totally on how long it takes for normal people to eat chametz, the chametz shabo. Now, for just the chametz, it would be eaten plain, it would be eaten straight. So therefore, the shear is going to be a kadei achilas pras. The shear is not going to be altered just because you happen to eat kutach very slowly. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Yud, writes that if you don't drink a revius of the mashke bebas achas, the minig is that we do not recite a bracha achrona. And he says that on Shemaisa, people who are very careful are always makbid to leave a revius of the drink at the end, meaning you sip the coffee when it's hot, but make sure that there's still a revius of the coffee left, and then to down that last revius of the coffee all at one time, so that you do have a revius, b'kadesh tiyas revius, so that you don't have any sveikos of bracha achrona. Or you could always just drink the coffee slowly and then have a cup of water or something, or drink something else, have a cup of oranges, and have a revius of some other drink, b'kadesh tiyas revius, and then you know for sure that you have to make a bracha achrona. But anyway, this sugya is this line of the Gemara is used as one of the rayas in that sugya. Now Abaye asks on Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi holds that kazayis b'chdei achilas pras is d'oraisa. Really, are you sure that kazayis b'chdei achilas pras is a din d'oraisa? Esvei, I'll challenge you as follows. So again, we had one challenge to Rav Dimi based on kutach habavli. Now we're up to the second challenge, Rav Dimi. You want to tell me kazayis b'chdei achilas pras is d'oraisa? What about the following brisa? Shtei kedei rosacha shel chulin v'achol shel truma. Let's say you have two pots of food. One has chulin in it, one has truma in it. Ulefnein shtei medochos. And in front of that, you have two grinders of spices. Acha shel chulin v'acha shel truma. One that has chulin in it, one that has truma spices in it. V'naflu elu l'toch elu. So the spices from one fell into one, and the spices from the other fell into the other. Problem is, you don't know which fell into which. Did the truma fall into the truma, and the chulin into the chulin? So the truma's all good, but it's truma, and the chulin's all good, but and it's chulin? Or do you assume, no, the truma fell into the chulin fell into the truma? Now you have to treat everything with the chumra of truma. So mutarin, the halach is that they're mutar, and zar is allowed to eat the chulin pot. Shani omer truma l'toch truma naflu v'chulin toch chulin naflu. You could assume the truma fell into the truma, the chulin fell into the chulin. V'yamr kazayis b'chdei achilas pras da raisa amay amrina shani omer truma l'toch. If you're going to say kazayis b'chdei achilas pras is really din da raisa, so how can you just assume the best? If it's a sveka da raisa, we should say the chumra, meaning if even with a tarovas, you can have a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. So you have a shaila of a chi of misa over here, of a real din da raisa. So how can you just assume, the truma must fall into the truma? You can have a zari, potentially a zari eating truma. That's not okay. So amalei, hanuch the truma's tablin d'rabanan. Kazayis b'chdei achilas pras is da raisa. But look what we're talking about. We're talking about what's truma? The tavlin, the spices, are truma. Spices are only chayiv and truma on a drabanan level. Mida araisa, only dagan tirosh v'yitzar. or chayiv in truma. So therefore, even though k'zayis b'chayachil's pras is a din d'araisa, by tavlin, where the whole chayiv to be mafresh truma is only a din d'rabanan, we could be mekel that the tavlin of chulin fell into the kedera of chulin. Now challenge number three. Esve, I'll ask you another challenge on this din of k'zayis b'chayachil's pras being d'araisa. Shtei kupels. Let's say you have two large boxes of grain. Acha shel chulin v'acha shel truma. One has chulin and one has truma. V'nei and shtei si'in. And then you have two two smaller boxes of grain. Acha shel chulin v'acha shel truma. V'naflu elu l'toch elu. And the two boxes fell into the two other boxes. And we don't know which one fell into which. So did the sa'a of truma fall into the chulin, or the sa'a of truma fall into the truma and chulin into the chulin? Mutarin, you could assume the best. The chulin fell into the chulin and the zar is allowed to eat it. Shani omer, chulin toch chulin naflu, truma l'toch truma nafla, and everything's fine. But v'yam r'ksayis b'cheyachiz prasta raisa. And you're not going to be able to tell me, oh, it's only Tavlin over here, it's Rabbanan. No, we said it's Shtei Kupos. Kupos holds Dagan. Dagan Tirush V'Yitzar, that's Truma D'Araisa. So if you really hold Kzayis V'Chayachil's process, it's a concept D'Araisa. And we're talking about Truma D'Araisa over here. So how could you possibly be Mekel? How can you say Shani Omer? So I'm like, Hanuk L'Truma B'Zman Hazeh, to Rabbanan. That, this must be talking about Truma B'Zman Hazeh, where Truma B'Zman Hazeh is only a Din D'Rabbanan. Because Truma Midaraisa is only in Eretz Yisrael when Kol Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Pasuk says, Ki Savau, so we dash in the Rambam writes in the first paragraph of Shumos, that Bias Kulchem, that you need Bias Kulchem in order to be to be Mechayiv in Shumos on a Daraisa level. Kesef Mishnah writes in the name of the Smag, that the Rambam source is our Sugya, that it doesn't say Kasavar Truma Bizman Zed Rabban, the Gemara just takes it Pepashtos, that Truma Bizman Zed Rabban, not Kasavar, Hanach. It's a given that Truma Bizman Hazeh is Drabanan. And the Gemara doesn't say, Ritva points out, doesn't say, Hamani Rabbanan he who holds Truma Bizman Hazeh Drabanan. No, it's like a given. Everyone assumes that Truma Bizman Hazeh Drabanan because you need Bias Kulchem. However, the Rashba as a Shita in a couple of places in Shas, in Mesechus Yevamos and Daf Pebez, Mesech Shvuz Daf Tazayin, that the Chiv Truma Min HaTorah is not Talui on Bias Kulam. And the reason Truma Bizman Hazeh Drabanan is because the Halacha we pass on like Rabbi Yossi, that the Kedusha Shnia was Batla, that it was low kitcha loss of lavo. But according to the Ravid, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, who paskins like the Rabbanan, that whole Kedusha Shnia is low batla, it's kitcha loss of lavo, and therefore Truma Bizman Hazeh is Daraisa. So according to him, the Braisa that says over here is not really Kahalacha, that there is such a possibility that Truma Bizman Hazeh would even be a din Daraisa. So that's the question, whether Truma Bizman Hazeh is Rabbanan Daraisa, but from the simple reading of this Gemara, it sounds like everyone would agree that Truma Bizman Hazeh is only a din midrabanan. Okay, so that's why we're allowed to assume Shani Omer, that everything worked out fine, and it's not because the principle of Kazayis Bechtei Achilas Pras is only Drabanan. That Taka is a Dindar Raisa. Okay, so now we had quoted the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that Hetem Mitzarif L'Isser only applies to a Nazir. So the Gemara asks, and how do we know Hetem Mitzarif L'Isser applies to a Nazir? From the word Mishras. Mishras tells me that if you have bread drenched in wine, and you eat a Kazayis of that bread, and you're Nazir, you're already chayiv. Aye, but it wasn't a kazayis of wine. Yeah, but it was a kazayis of the heter and the iser together, and for that you're gonna be chayiv. So the high mishras lachiyudasa. Is that what the word mishras comes to tell me? Hami bay lilichetetanya. I already need the word mishras. Tell me something else. That it says mishras litain tam ki ikir. It tells me the principle of tam ki ikir, that if you have tam of veloma masho, if you have only the flavor of something and you don't even have any of the mamashos, that you're already gonna be chayiv. Shimshara anavim b'mayim. Let's say you were to soak grapes in water, v'yesh ben tam yayin, and now that water has the tam of the grapes, the tam of the yayin, and another drinks that, chayiv, even though there's no mamashos whatsoever. So mikana tadon, l'kol ha-Torah kula, and from there we darshan out to the rest of Torah, that we apply tam ki'ikr. How can we darshan it from nazir? Uman, nazir shein isur yisraelim. If nazir, which is such an isur kal, it's limited in time. Person becomes a nazir, stam nazir, is a shloshim yom. It's only a month of his life that he's going to be a nazir. Vein isru isra na. And the isra of yotzi min hagefen for a nazir is only an isra achila and shtia. It's not an isra hana'a. He's only not allowed to even drink from it. V'yesh hater li isuro. And even within his yimei nazirus, if he were to be shoel on his nazirus, he could be matir these items. He could be matir these grape products. And still we're so machmir that rasa botam ki ikir. So we're still going to say that there's such a principle of tam ki ikir that even if he doesn't eat the grape products themselves, but just enjoys the flavor that they emit, that he's going to be chayiv. So kalayim, if let's say you have kilei akerem, you planted wheat and grapes next to each other, sheisuru israelam, which is going to be asr forever. V'isur isra non asr ba'na. Ve'in etel isur, and there's no way of undoing that isur. Sein udin sheyasa tam ki ikir. So of course we're going to apply the principle of tam ki ikir in such a case. And once we do that, v'u adin la'arla b'shtayim, it would be a kal v'chomer for arla, not on all counts, but at least in two of those chumros, because arla's chomer in that it's asr ba'na, and there's no heter li isura within those first 3 years, whereas nazir is kal that does not have an isra na and has heter li isura within the zman of the nazirus by being matir with a chacham. So you see from this brisa that mishras teaches me the din of tam ki ikir. So if that's the case, how could Rabbi Yochanan learn from the word mishras heter mitzari for this? So I already need it for the more fundamental tam ki ikir. The Rash Maseches Tful Yom says if the din of tam ki ikir b'kol isum shabbat Torah is learned from a kal v'chomer, how do you get malchus on tam ki ikir? Very fundamental question. I mean, we give malchus on tam ki ikir, but if the whole thing is based on a kal v'chomer from nazir, then we have a concept of ein onshin min adin. You don't give malchus based on a kal v'chomer. So asks the Rash in the second paragraph of Maseches Tful Yom. He suggests that it's not really a kal v'chomer. It's what we call a gilui milsa. Sometimes kal v'chomer is so strong that it's more than a kal v'chomer. It's just like it doesn't even need to be stated. It's just like obvious that it would apply b'kala Torah kula. Unlike other kal v'chomers, that teach me some sort of din mechudash, they teach me some sort of new din. No, over here, all these dinim I know. It's just telling me that the geder of this din is expanded of kilei akerem and of arla. That the geder is expanded to even when it's just the tam of the kilei akerem and the arla. It's very tricky though to know when can you say something is a kal v'chomer and when do you say something is a kal v'chomer? When do you say it's just a gilui milsa? The Sfas Emes has a sharper answer. Sfas Emes points out that the Marsha Masech Sanhedrin discusses why is it that Ein Onshin Min Adin? So why is it? Kal v'chomer is a good limud. So why can't we give an onesh based on a kal v'chomer? So there are a number of different suggestions in the Achronim for this. But the Marsha's suggestion is that since a person did an avera chamura, it could be, meaning a more chamura avera than what we're being malamed from, it could be that it's not enough, that the malchus that you're going to give him is not enough. He needs, the purpose of giving an onesh is to give a person a kapara, but if the person's not going to get kapara with the onesh, then you just stop beating him up for no reason. The whole point is to get a kapara. So what, you're going to tell me, well, if I'm going to get malchus for the more kal iser, then kal v'chomer, I should get malchus for the more chomer iser? Maybe malchus is not enough for the more chomer iser. So that's why you can't get malchus. He says, but that svara won't apply over here. Because what are we saying? That if I'm going to apply tam ki ikir by nazir, then I should apply tam ki ikir by kilei akerem. That the tam of kilei akerem, you're going to tell me malchus is not enough for the tam of kilei akerem? Let's say you don't eat tam of kilei akerem. Let's say you actually eat kilei akerem, the actual real deal. You actually eat arla, not the tam of arla. You know what you get? Malchus. So of course tam is enough. Of course malchus is enough when you eat just the tam of arla, just the tam of kilei akerem. That assumes, of course, that you have to, that answer of the Sfas Emes assumes the Marsha's understanding of Ein Onshin Min Adin. There are other understandings of Ein Onshin Min Adin. Some of the Achronim suggest Ein Onshin Min Adin is just because a kal v'chomer is something that we can come up with on our own, and therefore it's purely based on logic. And maybe my logic is off. Maybe I'm missing something, and it's not really the kal is not really kal. Chamer is not really chamer, and then it will turn out that I beat the guy up, and I had no right to do so, because my kal v'chomer was mistaken, my kal v'chomer was off. You don't need a tradition for a kal v'chomer. You can make it up on your own, as long as it's logically compelling, but our logic is not perfect. And there are other suggestions as well, as to why we say Ein Onshin Min Adin, but at least within the sheet of the Marsha, you understand very well why we would not apply the principle of Ein Onshin Min Adin over here. So it says, but bottom line is, what we're asking over here is, how can you use the word word mishras by nazir to tell me had to misayif liisur. We already needed to tell me tam ki ikir. So says Gemara, hamani rabbanhi Rabbi Yochanan da'amar Rabbi Akiva. The one who said that this brisa that mishras teaches me tam ki ikir is assuming like the shita of the chacham that hold that there's no principle of had to misayif liisur. But Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Akiva that there is a principle of had to misayif liisur. So if you hold there's a concept of had to misayif liisur, you learn it from mishras. Hey Rabbi Akiva, where does Rabbi Akiva hold the principle of had to misayif liisur? Ilim Rabbi Akiva de masnisin. If it's Rabbi Akiva in the following Mishnah Ditnan, the Mishnah Nazir tells us Rabbi Akiva Omer Nazir Shashar Pita B'Yayim Yesh B'Litzayv Kazayis Kedei Kazayis Chayiv, that if a Nazir soaks his bread in wine and together with the bread and the wine combined he eats a Kazayis of it, he's going to be Chayiv Umimayim Pasu Miyayin Dilma Miyayin L'Chudei. How do you know that the Tzir of Kazayis is from the Pas and the Yayin combined? Maybe it's just from the wine alone, and we use the Lashon of Tziruf because it happens to be Balua in bread. But he's not necessarily saying Hetem Messiah of Lister over there. He might be saying that when you eat drenched bread that's drenched in wine, as long as you consume a Kazayas of the wine, you're going to be Chayiv. But not a Kazayas of bread combined with wine. The Chitema Miyayin L'Chudei, you might say, well, of course, if you're eating a Kazayas of just the wine, Maile Memro, what's the Chiddush that you're Chayiv? Of course you're Chayiv. So Rabbi Kiva must be talking about a kazayis of the bread combined with the wine. No, hakamashman, davgav the taroves, that even though it's a taroves, you're not eating the wine be'en, you're eating it b'taroves, maybe that's the chiddush. But Rabbi Kiva is not in fact telling me the din of hetem misayif liisur, he's just telling me the din that if I'm eating it b'taroves, as long as I consume a kazayis of the isur l'chudei, I'm going to be chayiv. So we're still looking, where does Rabbi Kiva hold hetem misayif liisur that we could say that Rabbi Yochanan is assuming like Rabbi Akiva. Ella Rabbi Akiva de Braisa. Must be Rabbi Akiva in the following Braisa. De Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nazir Shashar Pito Biyayin, Va'achal Kazayas, Mi Pas Umiyayin. It's explicit that a Nazir soaks his bread and wine and eats a Kazayas of the bread and wine combined. Chayiv. So there you can't, there's no room to play games and to say, oh, maybe he just means a Kazayas of the wine. It says explicitly, Mi Pas Umiyayin. Rabbi Akiva Tam Kirkuminali. So we're satisfied with that answer. So now we know Rabbi Akiva holds Hetem Misayif Liisur. And how does he know it from Mishras? But where does he learn Tam Ki Iker then? How does he know the principle of Tam Ki Iker? And the Tosos explains that Tosos Maseches Nazir writes, and you have to say that he holds of Tam Ki Iker, because he would never use the drush of Mishras to teach me Hetem Misayif Liisur if he didn't already know Tam Ki Iker. Tam Ki Iker is a much more mistaver thing to say than Hetem Misayif Liisur. So it's much more likely that he must have already known Tam Ki Iker, and therefore Mishras was free to tell me that he had Hetem Misayif Liisur. So Rabbi Akiva Tam Ki Iker Minalei, how does he know Tam Ki Iker? So Yalav mi basa b'chalav. He learns the principle of Tam Ki Iker from the Yisra of basa b'chalav. So lav taima bialmahu. After all, if meat has milk that was, if meat was cooked in milk, so that piece of meat just has tam of milk in it, but it's really meat. It just has tam of milk in it. Va'asra, and still it's asr. So achinami lo shna. So you see Tam Ki Iker in the Kala Torah Kula as well. Why don't the Rabbanon learn from basa b'chalav? It seems like a really good source. For Rabbanon mi basa b'chalav lagamrin and the chiddushu. You can't learn anything from basa b'chalav because basa b'chalav is a chiddush, that it's something that's a soser es haklal. As Rav Shachter often points out, b'shem the Rishonim, that the lashon of chiddush doesn't mean something that I wouldn't have known on my own. Kol HaTorah Kula I wouldn't have known on my own. Almost Kol HaTorah Kula I wouldn't have known on my own. I would never have imagined that on Sukkot I'm supposed to pick up a palm branch and a citron and, I never even would have heard of these things. And I never would have figured it out. But that's not a chiddush. Chiddush means that there are klalim in the Torah, and it's a davar a soser es haklal, that you have certain principles in the Torah, and this seems to go against those principles. So Basar B'Chalav is a Chiddush. My Chiddush. Why is Basar B'Chalav a Chiddush? What about Basar B'Chalav goes against normal rules of Kol HaTorah Kula? So if you're going to tell me, you know what the Chiddush of Basar B'Chalav is? Is that you take Heter and Heter and you put them together, and I have Isser! That we never have like that. That you take two things, kosher meat, kosher milk, put them together, not kosher. So Badei Adad the Asr, you put them together, Asr, that's not such a Chiddush. Klayim Nami, you have that elsewhere. That's the whole principle of Klayim. You have Harisha B'Shover Chamor, you have Shatnas, Tzemer U'Pishtim, my jacket's not Shatnas, I'm just, you have Tzemer U'Pishtim together, Hailu Chidei Shari, Hailu Chidei Shari, each one is Mutter on its own, U'Badad the Asr, but you put them together, and they're going to be Asr. Eladi, Itar Le'Kuli Yama B'Chal B'Shari, no, you know what the Chiddush of Asr B'Chalav is? You could soak meat in milk all day long, and it's going to be Mutter. Bishulei Asr. But once you cook it together, it's going to be Asr. And that's a Chiddush, because normally we assume that there's a principle called Kavush Kimavushal, that if you have something soaking all day long, that that's as if you cook them together and the time transfers from one to the other. So by all other Isurim, Isurei Achila, if you have a Heter soaking in Isr all day long, it's going to be Asr. In fact, there's a discussion in the Rishonim whether how long something has to be Kavush to apply the principle of Kavush Kimavushal. So some of the Rishonim say it must be 24 hours, because that's what the Gemara says over here. Kuleyoma. So Kuleyoma is what creates the idea of Kavush. Whereas others say, no, it's not. You can't learn the principle of Kavush from here for whatever reason. Kavush means 3 days, you know, and then they have to deal with what the Gemara is saying is the Chiddush over here because of Kuleyoma. But anyway, Basar B'Chalav, even if you have the Basar soaking in Chalav for the whole 24 hours, it's not going to be Asar on a Torah level, because Derech Bishul Asar Torah. The Torah says, Lo Savashal Gedib B'Chalev Imo, and we darshan Derech Bishul Asar Torah. So if you didn't do an actual Bishul, then it's not going to be Asar on a Daraisa level. That's the Chiddush of Basar B'Chalav, and that's why the Rabbanan say you cannot learn the principle of Tam Ki Iker from Basar B'Chalav. So says Gemara, okay, that's a really strong point. Rabbi Kiva Nami Basar B'Chalav, Vaday Chiddushu. Rabbi Kiva has to admit Basar B'Chalav is a Chiddush for this very reason, that if you soak it for 24 hours, it wouldn't be Asar, but you cook it and it becomes Asar. So how is Rabbi Akiva going to know the din of Tam Ki Iker? It cannot be from Basar B'Chalav. So says Gemara, second possibility. He learns it from the fact that the Torah requires us to kasher kelim that we get from Ovdei Kochavim. That if a Jew cooks in that pot that a Goy had cooked in previously, with a food that you just cooked, it's going to be asr, even though you only put kosher ingredients, because balua in the Dofnei Akli are the non-kosher foods that the non-Jew had previously cooked in that pot. That's that we learned from clay Midian, that when we came back from the Chamas Midian, we had all these clay bishul, and Elazar HaKohen told them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us kol davar asher yavo beish taviru beish v'taher, and the Rambam writes we have a Kabbalah that it could not be about tum and tara. The word v'taher means to actually kasher it, nothing to do with tum and tara, because there's no such thing as tum and tara by putting it through fire. To kol davar asher yavo beish taviru beish, it must be that it's about purging it of its tam, that it's not a din in tum and tara. You don't have tum and tara in fire, but this is the principle that we learn gilui anachrim of kibolo kach polta, which we also had earlier in the Masechta, we had on Daf Lamed, right? The principle of kibolo kach polta. We spoke about kashering knives and the like. So gilui nachrim lav taima bialmahu. So why is it how does gilui nachrim work? Why is it an issue? Isn't it only tam that's in the kelim va'aser, and nevertheless it's aser? So achanami loshna. So here also you could say by the rest of isurim, by all other isurim in the Torah, that just having the tam is bad enough. That And you don't need the word Mishras by Nazir to teach me this din, and therefore Mishras is still free to teach me Heter Mitzdarif Le'Isser. So says the Gemara, V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who do not learn Tam Ki Iker from Gilei Nachrim, and they think they need the word Mishras to teach me Tam Ki Iker, Gilei Nachrim Nami Chiddushu. The Rabbanan will tell you Gilei Nachrim is also a Chiddush. Why is Gilei Nachrim a Chiddush? To Kol Nosin Tam Lefgam Mutter, to Gamrinan Minevela. In general, we have a principle that Nosin Tam Lefgam is Mutter, that if the non-kosher gives a taste, but it's a negative taste, it's a bad taste, it's a pungent taste, then it's going to be mutter. And how do I know that? Because the pasuk says in by nevela l'sochel kol nevela l'ger asher b'sherechet etnena va'achala. We've quoted this pasuk earlier in the Masechta when we spoke about the isurei hana'a, that you see that nevela is not an isra hana'a. We have it back in Daf Chav Beis, that nevela is not an isra hana'a, because you see that you're allowed to give it l'ger asher b'sherecha. So we darshan that from the fact that it says the ger shebeshrechet itnena, that achila ruya leger is called achila. But if it's disgusting, if it's spoiled and it's not ruya leger, then it's going to be mutter. So you see that bad tastes are mutter. V'hacha aser, and yet by gyuli and achrim, even though the tam that's trapped in the dofnei akadera is a tam pogum, it's still going to be aser. You still need to kasher the kelim. So therefore, gyuli and achrim is a chiddush, and I cannot learn tam kikar from gyuli and achrim. Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva who learns Tam Ki Iker from Gilui and Achrim, Kedir Rabbi Chiyah B'Reid Rav Huna, he assumes Rabbi Chiyah B'Reid Rav Huna, Dama Lo Asra Torah, Ela B'Kedir Bas Yoma, Hilkach Lav Nosin Tam Lefkamu. No, when the Torah told me that you have to kasher kelim, the Torah wasn't talking about more than 24-hour-old kelim. The Torah was talking about kelim that the goyim were just cooking in an hour ago, and we won the war, we grabbed the kelim, and then now it has tam isser. That's when you have to kasher it. On a daraisa level, you don't have to kasher if you just wait 24 hours. So for Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would say, kederi basiyoma, nami lo efshar, delo pagma portin. The Rabbanan would say, even a kederi basiyoma, even if it's been used within the last 24 hours, it has to be that it's a little bit pagum, that the tam in the Dofnei Akadera is a little bit pagum, and if that's the case, Geulei Nachrim still is a chiddush, and therefore I cannot learn Tam Ki Iker from Geulei Nachrim, and that's why I have to learn Tam Ki Iker from Mishras, and that means Mishras is not open to teach me the principle of Hetam Mitzayif Le'Isser. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with Amalei Ravacha, Rav Avi, Rav Ashi tomorrow.